Alright, ready guys?
What page?
We're starting with Shemin's eyes.
And they're good.
Alright.
Oh, said something.
Okay, fine. So we're going to start off with the machlokas between Rav Yosef and the Bahad. So the Gemara by Choshish Begrono says that we're looking for the bracha of where, when do you make ha'etz on Shemen Zayas. And we say the case is Choshish Begrono, that when someone's sick, so and they have a lot of Shemen, with a nigron, so the Shemen becomes the ikker, and you're going to make a ha'etz on this mixture. There's a machlokas between Rashi and the Ri on the one hand, and the Bahag on the other hand. Right? Rashi and the Ri said, what's the reason why the Shemen's ikker? Because the Shemen is harbe. And the fact that this happens to be a case where the guy is sick is just a metzias that is common for this to happen. This is a typical case where you're going to have Shemen harbe. Right? That's what the Gra even says beferish in the Yeshitos. As opposed to the Bahag, which is the exact opposite. The Bahag holds that what makes Shemen Iker is the fact that this guy is sick, and you need the Shemen to make him feel better. So why is the Gemara stressing the fact that there's Shemen Harbe? Because that's the metzias of when someone's sick. They usually have a lot of Shemen. So again, two nakudos here, the sickness and the kamos of oil, exactly, Yonatan. The kamos of oil. So which thing is the actual reason why this is the ikker, and which thing is just the metzias? That's the machlokas between the Rashi and the Ri on the one hand and the Bahag on the other hand. So on this sugi, we just had a kash from the Tur. That the Tur says, I hold like the Ri. But he asks on the Bahag, and he says that the Gemara itself seems to say, when it comes to Refuah, Refuah is a reason not to make a bracha. And it's only because something has hana that it does get a bracha, but refuah be'etzem doesn't give you a bracha. So how can we suggest in the Bahag that the reason why the Shemen is ikker is because it's l'refuah? That's a reason in the opposite direction. It's a reason not to get a bracha. So that's the kasha, the tour on the Bahag, and that was that sugya. Okay, next we have Shitas HaRambam. So, there's a few different points in the Rambam, but what we want to focus on is that the Rambam says that if you drink Shemen alone, or you have Shemen, al yedea nigron, but you're not sick, so in such a case, you make a shahakol on these mixtures, or just the Shemen alone, and the reason why is because lo nena mitama Shemen. That's the reason the Rambam says. And there are two questions we can ask on the Rambam. Hash number one is that the Gemara itself says that the reason why, when you have Shemen with a Nigron, that you don't make a Ha'etz is because, what was the reason? Because the Nigron is the Iker. But the Rambam is saying that there's this collective reason of Lonana Mitama Shemen, and that's the reason why you make a Shakal in such a case. But that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says the reason why is because the oil is Tapa. In addition, if the Rambam is saying that there's this notion that you're lo nena mitama shemen, that you don't get hana from the shemen, so then why are you making a shahakal? The Rambam has this unique shita where he says you make a shahakal on plain oil. But what's pshat with that? Doesn't make any sense. So we're going to answer the two questions in two different ways. So in order to answer the second question of why you're making a shahakal even though there's no hana, so we're going to start out explaining what the Gemara means when the Gemara says azuki masikle. The Gemara says you can't make a bracha on Shemen alone, of Ha'etz, because Azuke Mazikle. So what does Azuke Mazikle mean? Literally means you damage. What does it actually mean? So Rashi says it means you're Mazik, you're Guf, right? This Shemen is plain, is bad for you. You're Mazik, you're Guf when you eat it. The Ritva says, on the other hand, that no. What Mazik means is that you're Mazik the food itself. You're Mazik the oil. Why are you Mazik the oil? Because you got no Hana. It's Kiyu like you're Mazik it. This is a borrowed term from Truma, where you pay a chomesh, not you pay the karen, not the chomesh, because you're mazik the truma, but you didn't get actual nuts. Consider like you're mazik it. So those are the two shitos. So potentially we can say in the Rambam that the Rambam holds like the Ritva, and the Rambam learns that mazik means you didn't get hana, right? If so, the Rambam is saying lo nena mitama shemen. What's he really saying? He's saying the reason why you don't make a ha'etz on shemen is why. What does the Rambam say? What? No, I know. That's what the Rambam says.
The Zuki
Mazik.
What do you mean? It's a Zugi Mazik lay.
Same thing.
Oh, it's the same thing. Hainu Hach. Yeah? So now, in the last Chazar Shir, we discussed Krieger's Kasha, right? Krieger's Kasha, that he asked on Rashi from the Gemara in Pesachim. That the Gemara in Pesachim seemed to say that even when something has no Gedra Achila, you still make a Shahakal. But what's going on? By Shemen, we see there's no Gedra Achila, but you don't make any Bracha. So, how do we shim these two cases? For the Rambam, that Kasha doesn't start. For the Rambam, you make a Shahakal on plain oil. So the Kasha doesn't start. And not only that, not only does the Kasha not start, but this Gemara is now Makar for the Rambam. Meaning we see a Makar for the Rambam that even when something loses the Gidra Achila, you still make a Shahakal. So that's a Makar for the Rambam, why you'd make a Shahakal on oil. Yeah? No? Korean saying no.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are. You want me to say it again?
Sure.
Okay. So, again, we had a Kasha from Rav Krieger last time, which is a difficult Kasha. But he was asking that we see in this Gemara in Pesachim that when something loses its Gedar Achila, you still make a bracha. Because Meipiros didn't have a Din of Shruma, but you still make a bracha on it. However, by oil, the Gemara is saying that there's no Gedar Achila. However, you still make a bracha. Right? I'm sorry. However, you don't make a bracha. You don't make a bracha on oil. So how do we shim these two cases? In Pesachim, you make a bracha even when there's no Gedar Achila. Here, you don't make a bracha. So how do you shim the two cases? That was a kasha on Rashi. For the Rambam, you make a bracha on oil. You make a shakal. So there's no kasha to start. So first of all, there's no kasha. But second of all, now we see where the Rambam got his shita from. The Rambam got this idea that you make a shahakal on plain oil from the Gemara Pesachim. But all we're missing now is the Havana. We have the Makar and the Rambam. Yeah, you caught? Actually?
Where's the Rambam and Pesachim?
The fact that we see in Pesachim that when something loses the Gedar Achila, Meipiros lose the Gedar Achila. There's no Shruma. But you still make a Bracha on Meipiros. So we can apply that here also. Oil, it's lost the Gedar Achila, but you still make a Bracha. But we're missing, so we have a Makar in the Rambam. Kishma, what's the Havana in the Rambam? Like, what's the farbas? We have the bus. We know what he says. What's the farbas? Why is he saying this, right? So Rebbe wanted to say that the Havan in the Rambam is that even though there's no Maisa Achila for Shemen, but there's still Hana'as Me'ayim. Meaning there's no actual Maisa Achila here, but since you've been somewhat satiated from the Shemen, on Hana'as Me'ayim, the Rambam will say you make a Shahakal. That's the Pshat Sachem, and that's the Pshat over here. So now we've answered question number two, right? We asked before, if you're not an enemy Tama Shemen, why are you making a shakal? So we gave a Havana. First of all, the Rambam learns this from Sachem. He has a Makarim Sachem that you make a shakal and such a thing. And also, we understand why now. There's Hanas Me'ayim. So that's how we deal with that question. We had another question also, if you recall. What was the other question?
Question number one.
Okay, what was it?
That one? It was
about
Izuke Mazik.
A Negro and
a Yes. Yes. A Nigron. Why is he saying Lo Nenami Tama Shemen is the reason why a Nigron with oil gets a shakal, right? Well, that's not the reason. The reason is because it's tough, though. So for that, we're going to go to Riyata Dechakloi. In the case of Riyata Dechakloi, so Lamaskana, it ends up being just based on Rav and Shmuel, that Kol Sheyeshba, fine. In the Havamina, though, it was going to be based on the amount of Dvash versus the amount of flour. And the Havana would be Ikar V'Tafel, that you had Ikar V'Tafel in Riyata Dechakloi, at least in the Havamina. However, the Gra learns that there's no Ikar V'Tafel in a Taroves. When you have a tarobes, no such thing as Ikar V'Tafel. Doesn't exist. And you see this pshat in the Gra clear when he says by Orez, he says a lashon of Rubo Kekulo. He doesn't mention Ikar V'Tafel because it's a tarobes. There's no Ikar V'Tafel by tarobes. Rebbe showed us in the Rambam that the Rambam holds this way also. How do we see this? Because when the Rambam is talking about tarobes, he says anything that's no same time is an Ikar. So let me ask you a question. If you have a tarobes, can there be more than one thing that it's no same time? Yes. How can you have two ikers? Because there's clearly no ikar v'tafel. If I can have five things in a tarobes that are ikar, so there's no ikar v'tafel. There's all ikers. When do you have a tarobes? When do you have a tafel in a tarobes in the Rambam's world? Okay, so if something is letseva, something is not no same time, there are different cases where it would be a quote-unquote tafel. But lamaisa, there's no classical ikar v'tafel in a tarobes for the Rambam because there's multiple ikers. What bracha would you make? You'd make a bracha kolelas. But the point is, you see in the Rambam, like the Gra, that there's no Ikar V'Tafel in the Tarobes. Yeah? So we see that? Yes. Okay.
Yes.
So then, this is going to answer the first kasha that we asked. The Rambam said that the reason why shemen with anigron, right, you make a shahakal, is because lo nenevitam shemen. We ask, what do you mean? The Gemara says a different reason. The Gemara says the reason why was because it's tafel. So now we can say, says Rabbi. That we can say that when the Rambam is saying that lo nenemitam shemen, this is the same thing as saying that the shemen is a tafel. Because the Rambam learns in the Tarobes, everything's an ikker. So if everything's an ikker, the shemen should be an ikker. The only reason why the shemen's not an ikker is because lo nenemitam shemen. It's not no same time. And since it's not no same time, then it's not an ikker. Yeah?
Time?
What?
Can you repeat that one more time?
Yes. Okay. We were bothered in the Rambam. The Rambam is saying that the reason why you make a shahakal on a nigron with shemen is because lo nenemitam shemen. But the Gemara said the reason why is because when it's not lorefua, then the oil is tafel. So why is the Rambam giving a different hesper? Lefi advar ma'ela, it's the same thing. Hainu hach, meaning lo nenemitam shemen means that this oil is not no same time and therefore it's not an ikker. Yeah? Okay. Fine, but then we had a problem with that, which was, but okay, in a chanami. So when you have shemen with anigron and you're sick, so the shemen is lerafua and the shemen would also be an ikker. But now you have two ikkers. You have anigron as an ikker and shemen as an ikker. So if there's two ikkers, then what would be the din in the Rambam? You make a bracha ha koleles. If you make a bracha koleles, it would not be a eitz, it would be hadama. Ah, you're gonna ask me for the mug and I'll run later. Okay. Anybody cop that?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Wait, 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 wait. I thought what you were trying to say, but I'm not sure that that would be a factor.
Oh, no, why?
Because
why don't we explain what we're trying to say?
Okay, you know, well, let's talk about it after. It just occurs to me now as a potential kasha, but whatever.
No, but that's
we'll see the mug and rum in a minute.
If the thing came from the anigron comes from the vegetables, then the mug and rum is
one. Yeah.
Okay, fine. Anyways.
Bad joke.
Okay, fine. So, Lemaisa.
Can this answer also answer the Torah's question?
What answer? We didn't say an answer.
You're about to say.
What am I about to say? I don't even know what I'm about to say yet. It's all occurring to me right now. Okay, so the Torah was. Okay, that. So what are we going to say? So Rebbe said, like this. You could say a chiddush that, yes, it's true. Usually taroves just goes by, is this food of taroves? Is it foods that are mixed together or is it two separate foods? However, if you get into the yesodistic understanding of what makes something a taroves and what makes something not a taroves, a non-taroves means that I have two foods and I'm eating one food because of the other food. I'm having A because of B. Rebbe said, even though this looks like a taroves, the shemen with anigron, if you're sick and you want the oil, you're having the anigron for the shemen. And that makes it a non-taroves kilu. And therefore, ikar v'tafel applies even according to the Rambam. And that's why you make ha'eitz. Good?
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay. Fine. Now we have Shitas Arif and Kimcha Dechiti. Right? New sugya. Fine. So, the Rif by Kimcha Dechiti says that we paskin like Rav Nachman, who says you make a shahakal, but says the reason why is because people are not rugged to eat flour. But the Gemara gives a different reason of Ilui Achrin Bapas. Why is the Rif giving a different reason than the Gemara? So let's put that aside for a second. The Rif learns in the sugya, right? We saw Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. What's the case? The Rif learns that the Gemara's case is talking about actual kemach, actual flour. So, if so, the question would be obvious, right? Having kimcha dechiti should be like having plain shemen. And the Ritva, and we said in the Rambam also, right, but the Ritva said for sure that what azuke mazikli means is that there's no hana. So if the Rif is saying that by kimcha dechiti people don't eat kemach, so that would obviously also be azuke mazikli. It would also be a case where there's no hana. People don't eat this. But if this is a parallel case to kimcha dechiti, it's a couple steps in this kasha, so if I lose everyone, I'll say it again. If kimcha dechiti is a parallel case to oil, then what's going on in the sugya? How can Rabbi Yehuda say you make a hadama? How can Rav Nachman say, Shua, that you only make a shakel because of a luya achrin bapas, but you wouldn't have made a shakel otherwise? It's azuke mazikle.
It shouldn't start in the first place in the focus.
Right. Do I need to repeat that? Should I repeat that? No? That's clear? Okay, fine. It's like a few steps. Okay, fine. So, must be, what did Rabbi say? That the sugyas argue. Exactly. So, our sugi over here, Bakim Chedechiti, must hold that when Shmuel and Rav Yochanan said you make ha'itz on shemen, we didn't know what case that would be, right? So, it was a case of plain shemen. They held that plain shemen gets a ha'itz. Our sugi, that's what our sugi holds. So, our sugi, therefore, asks on Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman, you're saying that Kim Chedechiti is a shahakal, but it should really be hadama, because our sugi learns that plain oil is ha'itz. Plain oils are eight, and the sugyas are parallel, then Kim Chachiti should be Adama. And then the Gemara answers, oh, no, there's a different chilik of Ilui Achirin Bapas. That's our sugya. Yeah, does that make sense?
You say plain oil was a ha'it?
Oh, okay, so I'll say it again. The two sugyas are chalukos in, right? They're arguing. Our sugya by Kim Chachiti holds different than the sugya that we saw in our Gemara. Argues on that sugya. And our sugya holds that the case where you make ha'itz on oil is not like the anigro and where it's hoshish begrono, but when you have actual plain oil. And when you have actual plain oil, you make ha'itz. We didn't see that in the Gemara, but that's what our sugya holds. If so, we're saying the kimcha dechiti and shemen are the same. So what's the kasha? The kasha the Gemara is asking is on Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman, why are you saying the kimcha dechiti is a shahakal? It should be ha'adama because it's like shemen, and shemen you get ha'itz when it's by itself. And the Gemara answers, there's a separate chilek of Ilui Achrin Bapas.
So why should it be a dama if it usually gets AIDS?
Because, no, meaning, good. Shemen would get AIDS because Shemen is a Borei Pri AIDS. Comes from a tree, from an olive. Kim Chadachiti would be Hadama, but Hadama and AIDS are parallel in the sense that it's not a shakal. Oh. It's the brach on the Pri. But obviously, they're different types of pears.
Right.
Okay, fine, good. However, as we saw, the sugya earlier... Does the sugya earlier learn that way? Does the sugya earlier learn you make ha'etz on plain oil?
No.
Other than that, you make ha'etz only on oil with anigron when you're...
Rover of
blood. Exactly. When you're choshev begrono. So now, let's collect the pieces, right? Collect the pieces. The rif is passing like Rav Nachman, but which Rav Nachman in our sugya? So the rif is passing like Rav Nachman at Kimech Leviti, and he gives the reason that people don't eat kemach. Why? Because he's following the understanding of our sugya. No. Not our sugya. He's following the understanding of the initial sugya. That plain shemen is a shahakal. So, therefore, since plain shemen is a shahakal, the reason why you make a shahakal on kibbutz chiti also is because people don't eat kemach. In other words, azuke mazikle. That's the reason. Meaning he's following the understanding of the sugya above, but he's passing the Rav Nachman in this sugya. It's a little bit confusing. Yeah, even though our sugya here has a different understanding by oil, the rif follows the earlier understanding that you make a ha'etz only with a nigro and a pechoshes begrono, and therefore the reason why kimcha dechiti gets a shahakal is because it's parallel to plain oil, which is zuke mazikle, and therefore the reason why is not iluyah achirin bapas, but rather because people don't eat kemach. Is that clear?
Clear.
Okay.
It's just why would the rif explain it in like?
The riff also has to give a shita about Kim Chatechiti also, though.
Right.
You're saying it would be obvious to us that oil and Kim Chatechiti are the same. That's what you want to say.
I guess so. I mean, like,
right.
Or just don't pass me like the sugi at all. If we're saying we're not going to pass me like this far of a sugi, then just don't mention the sugi at all.
Right, but we're still passing. Right, like, la halacha, what do you make on Kim Chatechiti? I hear the kasha, though. But Maisa, though, we had a problem with this. Here? Okay, fine. So the problem that we had was, one second. Okay, fine. So we're saying the sugyas are, we're saying that Kim Chatechiti equals shemen, plain shemen. We're saying the rif learns that plain shemen, you make a shahakal. What's the problem? What's the missing? I'm sorry, plain kemach, you make a shahakal. What's the problem here? The problem is that if you're making shahakal on plain kemach, then l'chor you should make a shahakal on shemen. However, what bracha do you make on shemen? L'chor, nothing. right? That's the pashas of the sugya. That's what Rashi said. The Rambam learned differently, but the Rif himself says you don't make a bracha. So Rebbe said that the Rif says Eino Mevarech Halav, but it's possible that Eino Mevarech Halav means that you can still make a shakal. We find this in the Gemara sometimes, that even when we say Eino Mevarech Halav, it can still mean you make a shakal. Now we just have, yeah, good. All right, right. So now we just have sugya of tzlaf. So first we're going to start off with the part, the little quick little guy of tzlaf, not the inche adaita. Okay, so this is a whole, this is just in the nitty gritty of the Shaka Bataria, right? So the Gemara initially starts off by saying that Korah gets a shakal. According to Shmuel, Shmuel says what? The reason why you make a shakal on Korah is what? No? Sophilachos. However, Lamaskana, we ask a bunch of kashas, we ask from Tznon, we ask from Slath. Lamaskana, the reason why you make a shakal is because lack of das. So the question is, Lamaskana, is the reason why you make a shakal on Korah just because of lack of das? Or do we maintain also the initial understanding of Sofa Lahakshas as a separate factor? Other cases, what do you mean? What, a case where you only have one factor, not the other? Yeah? Okay. I'm asking?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. I feel like those are solid tires. Okay. Fine. So what's really the Chakira here? Now, let's clarify Chakira. On the one hand, Shmuel says the reason is Sofa Lahakshas. So, Chakira, saying he would maintain that Lamaskana. That's what he said Ishita was. Bashkov, are you doing it? Oh. But you can say Andrish, you can say different. That maybe Shmuel, when Shmuel admits to Rabbi Yehuda in the Gemara, he says, Shinanah, Kavasef Masava, right? Shmuel admits to Rabbi Yehuda. So even though the Gemara says, no, Shmuel, you're actually right, but Shmuel was masking to Rabbi Yehuda. So the stum of the Gemara might just be taking Shita Shmuel that you make a Shahakal, but giving a different time. So we might be abandoning Shmuel's time and just giving this new time of Das and completely abandoning Sofa Lahakshos. So two different ways to learn. So if you look in the Rush and the Meiri, they give both reasons for saying Shakal, which would be like the first side. That since Shmuel himself says Sofa Lahakshos, it maintains Lamaskana. The problem is that the Pnei Yeshua asks on this, then what's the Gemara's Kasha from Slath? The Gemara's a Kasha from Slath, that on Slath you don't make a Shakal, right? Slath in a chanami, there might be a lack of das, but l'chora, there's no Sofa Lahakshos problem. However, the Meiri himself says that actually, yeah, Slath in a Slath, the all in tomorrows are Sofa Lahakshos, and therefore, it shims nicely. Okay, fine. Final sugya. Here we go. So, the sugya of Slath. Okay. So the Bahag learns that Kafrisin are Hadama, like Shita Rabbi Akiva. Tosfos asks that we follow Rav Akiva in Chutz La'aretz in regards to the halachos of Arla, because Kol Amikol Ba'aretz Al Chagamos B'Chutz La'aretz. But Lagabe Brachos, Lagabe Hilchos Brachos, why do we follow Rav Akiva? This wouldn't exist. This concept of Kol Amikol wouldn't exist because you can't have a food where the bracha depends on where you are. Bracha is the same everywhere, right? Because then what? You take it on a plane and then it would change brachos from one country to the next. That's not, no, brachos are all inclusive. So, why are we following Rabbi Akiva? So, Rabbi Yonah and the Ramban give a very posh teretz, but upon being ma'ayin, we'll see that it's actually more complex than it sounds. They say the reason why you make a hadama is because it's a suffix. So, make a hadama. And the posh understanding of what they're saying is because hadama is just more of an inclusive bracha. But the Eliyahu Rabbah asks, and this is the Magen Avraham I was talking about before, the Magen Avraham says that just like Hadama covers Ha'etz, as we see in the Mishnah in Kitzim Barachim, but also Ha'etz B'dievet covers a Hadama. If so, a Ha'etz is no better than Hadama. Meaning if I have to pick between two brachos, Ha'etz versus Hadama, right? Don't tell me Hadama is more inclusive because Hadama covers Ha'etz. If Ha'etz also covers Hadama B'dievet. So then what's the Havana and the Ramban and Rabbeinu Yonah? Why is Hadama better than Ha'etz? So to this, Rebbe turns a few pages to Mem of Beis, right, where we see that, and we've spoken about this in the past, right, there's a machlokas in regards to shahakal by wine and oil, right? However, by all other fruits, What bracha? Can you make a bracha of shackle on them? Yes. According to who? Everybody. Right. According to everybody. So you see from here a distinction, meaning there's a issue of Mishanim Matbeya by wine and oil, which we discussed in the last year. And that's an issue that comes to Machlokas. But in regards to making a shahakal on peros, look, everyone agrees you can, even though it's lacking in pira, even though it's not the most specific bracha. So you see from here that which issue is more important? Which is a stronger issue? The issue of pira or the issue of Mishan Matbeya? Mishan Matbeya, exactly. If so, what did Rebbe say? So if I have a choice between Adama and Ha'etz, and it's a suffix. If I make Adama, so in a Hanami, that might be lacking pira, but it's not an issue of Mishan Matbeya. Ha'etz, not only does it lack in the issue is not a lack of pira, the issue would be an issue, a lacking of Mishan Matbeya, because you're making a ha'etz on something that wasn't growing from the tree. In a Hanami, it works for the Yevet, but it's missing a little bit in the Matbeya. And we see from MMAs that something that's missing in the Matbeya, that type of issue is much more severe than an issue of pira. As we see, it comes to Machlokas. Yeah, so that's why Hadam would be better than Ha'etz, yeah? Yeah?
Where do we get that same Ha'etz on Adama food would be Mishan Matbeya, as opposed to, yeah.
That's not enough what Rebbe's making. Based on the fact that when I make a Hadam on something that grows from a tree, so it grew from... Right, but I'm saying, why is it not an issue of Mishan Matbeya? Because this fruit also grew from the ground. Meaning, that's just more expand. It's true about it also. Meaning, of course it grew from the tree, and it's a Bar Pri Ha'etz, but it's also a Bar Pri Adam. As opposed to making a Ha'etz on a Hadama, it's just not really true, so it's lacking the Pira. Because it's not really true, but it's lacking Mishan Matbeya. Okay, fine. Finale, here we go. So the Gemara's Maskana is, okay, final Maskana of the Gemara is that Tzlaf is planted Adaita Deshusa. So the obvious question on the Gemara itself is that if Tzlaf is planted Adaita Deshusa, then why should there be a Chiluk amongst the Peros? That the Avionos get a Ha'etz, but the Tamaros and the Olin get a Hadama. What's the Chiluk? They all have Das.
What do the Kaprizim get at this point?
Hadama. Hadama. I'm sorry, no. Ha'etz, I'm sorry, Ha'etz. Avionos and Kaprizim get Ha'etz, Olin and Tamaros get Hadama. So there's a Chakira of how to explain what this Teretz is. Either you can say based on this Teretz that there's a Chiluk in Das, or you can say there's a botanical Chiluk between the parts of the Avion, between the parts of the Tzlaf.
It's with a B or a P?
Botanical, with a B, I think.
I know that.
I know it's with a B. Even Shua knows it's with a B. Even Shua.
No, okay, it's like baked potato. It's the same like BP thing.
Who says
baked potato? Nobody says baked potato.
That's a good point. Okay. Okay.
I say potato. Like, what's it?
No, what is baked? What
do you call it?
Baked potato. Right, so you just call it a potato. Whatever.
Nah, I don't know. It depends on the doctor on the P.
This is all in the recording, by the way.
It's okay. Yeah. It's okay.
Whoever wants to hear this, okay?
Okay.
I hope Edmund makes it better.
Fine. So the Chakira is actually found in a Machlokas Rishonim. The Rambam, even though he himself passes differently, Ayin Shom, the Rambam brings the Machlokas Gaonim regarding sugarcane, whether it's Ha'etz or Adama. Oh. The Ramban says, Kuli Alma hold that you planted Adai to the Haki. So why does the man Amar Hadama say you make Hadama? And he says, because there's a...
Thank you.
Because the sugar is botanically part of the tree. It's eights. If the sugar is eights, why? He says, because it's not Mapik Pira. I am Rebius Suffolk. What does Mapik Pira mean? Okay, fine. But Lamaisa, you see that there's a botanical chiluk. The man Amar Hadama holds there's a botanical chiluk, and that's where you make Hadama. Even though there was Das for the sugar cane. So what do you see from there? If the man Damar Hadama holds that it's a botanical chiluk, what does the man Damar Ha'etz hold? Well, he can't hold there's a botanical chiluk because he says you make a bracha Ha'etz on sugarcane. Sugarcane is not Mapik Pera, and you still make Ha'etz on it. So if sugarcane you make Ha'etz on it, then based on botanics, you would also make Ha'etz on Olam and Tomorrow's. So what must be the reason why Olam and Tomorrow's get Adama?
Secondary Kavana.
And it must be that you're lacking in Das. So when the Gemara says that you planted Adaita Deshusa, that's referring to the secondary Das. But the Iker Das is obviously still in the Karisin and Nevianos. Yeah, good?
Shkoyach.
All right, Shkoyach.
Oh, okay, just can I ask one?
Yes. Let me just pause.